I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I need to remind every single Met fan, especially you Johnny Come Latelys who's just started watching after game 161, Luis Torrens' bat has been limper than my bat my entire high school career over the last few months. He has not hit. So if you're benching Alvarez with the hope of, hey, maybe we can get a spark, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, because it's not worth what you're losing out defensively from Francisco Alvarez.
Not only that, yes, Tiki, but I'll tell you something else. And I know this is going to sound crazy. I think there's a better chance Francisco Alvarez hits a big three-run home run tonight than Luis Torrens does. It's just true. So for any other change that a Met fan wants to make, I get it. Because a part of you looks at the alternative and says, hey, I can see Harrison Bader having a big day against Yamamoto. He had one earlier this year. I can see Jeff McNeil, who won a batting title, contributing. I can see Luis Angel Acuna giving this team a spark. Like, that's all fair game, and it should all be on the table. But Luis Torrens, after a really fast start with his team, did not hit at all. So it's almost like you're letting your frustration out at a guy who is really struggling. I am not defending him. The defensive miscues, the over-aggressiveness, and that's not the first time he's made a defensive miscue behind the plate. But I still think their best answer in this moment for this game is Francisco Alvarez.
Right, and again, it's Francisco Alvarez is likely not hitting a three-run home run in this game. But if he runs into one, it's great. But to me, it's more about what he's been defensively as a leader for the pitcher, right? As the battery mate for the guy on the mound. That matters probably a lot more.
It does.
I mean,
because you need the best of Quintana today.
Right, exactly. And you need to shut down the Dodgers' bats more than you do need to worry about him getting hot against Yoshinobu Yamamoto, right? And even if he does, that's gravy to me. It's more about what he brings defensively and who he is as a young leader on this team. It gets really challenging when you think about some of these guys and what Mindy's thought processes are going to be as far as who's in this lineup today. Because in one part, you do want someone to spark you. But at this stage in the season, right, you're two losses away from being done. Do you want to rely on someone you don't know yet? Right, don't quite believe in yet, that becomes challenging for the skip. And so that's why you see Mindy making these decisions with guys that he had been in the spot. I mean, it's why, despite his ineffectiveness, J.D. Martinez, despite the two walks, right, J.D. Martinez is in the lineup.
Right.
Is he going to be there more? I don't know. But he's been there before. Right, you saw him win a world championship. You know that he has the ability to respond in the postseason. You don't necessarily know that about Winker. Right?
I know about a Winker. Winker's got to play over JD.
He's been fun. I'm just talking about why
he's already contributed,
but
though.
I'm talking about why Mindy is looking at it this way.
I think he's wrong about this one.
He might be.
But just he's already contributed.
But you can understand why he thinks this way, though.
I mean, to an extent, but not fully. Like, I think sometimes you've also got to play the hot hand. And Jesse Winker's been hot.
Yeah.
So the Winker-JD thing to me is very different. You know I hated the move yesterday, so you can imagine how I felt when, of course, a big spot found JD Martinez.
True.
And we all know what happened. But I want to remind people about something, because this is very, very important. When you want to bench somebody, I get it. I'm angry, too. We all sat there last night, whether you're watching the Dodger broadcast, I'm sorry, I mean the Fox broadcast, or you were at Citi Field, we were all angry about Alvarez's defensive miscue in the second inning. We were all upset about the overwhelming strikeout he had in the second inning as well. But when you bench somebody, whether it's Iglesias, whether it's Alvarez, whether it's Taylor, understand the alternative. Luis Torrens, and I don't mean to pick on him, but he's the alternative. If you're calling up to bench Alvarez, there's no debate on who's playing for him. It's Luis Torrens.
Yeah.
Do you know the last time Luis Torrens got a base hit? Does anybody know? You want to guess? Sean, how about you? You want to guess?
September 9th.
That's a good guess, September 9th. You want to guess positive, Tommy?
September 12th.
That's a good guess.
August 20th.
That's an even better guess. September 2nd.
Wow.
He ended the regular season on like an 0 for 12. And I don't mean to pick on Luis Torrens.
I just didn't remember him playing that much.
Well, he played a lot more than you actually remember, because he did play a little bit towards the end of the season, but he wasn't hitting. And also, he hasn't played in the postseason other than for one inning behind the plate. So, Met fans, think about this again. Just think about it again. As pissed off as you are at Alvarez, we all are, your alternative is a guy that has caught how many innings over the last 3 weeks, and a guy who has not gotten a base hit since September 2nd against the Boston Red Sox. Labor Day. That's a long time ago.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.